This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
State Capitol Bismarck with another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much. And I want to thank our fine sponsors who make the show go, too. And they include Polar Service Center. My friends at Polar Service Center right now are looking for some good folks. Up to $32 an hour. Adam, on a cell phone as we speak. Waiting for your call, 701-495-0997. Call Adam, say, what's this about 32 bucks an hour? What do I got to do? And he'll say, hey, look, we have Killdeer, Williston, Billings locations. We're looking for trailer techs that can do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs. If you can weld, if you can fabricate, if you're a certified tank inspector, up to 32 bucks an hour, and they'll train you, too. So great benefits, great company, good folks. Give them a call. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and doing business with a few of their 30 service centers right here in North Dakota. Adam, 701-495-0997 is the guy. Our next guest is the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Great, Scott. Great to be with you, and great having you here in Bismarck.
So many things we could cover with a legislative session going on and everything else. I want to talk a little bit about Obamacare, because it's certainly commanding the national headlines. There's an Energy and Commerce Committee hearing at this very moment that Congressman Cramer is in. They're marking up the legislation. He's going to call in a little later on this hour. From your perspective, in order for the replace and repeal of Obamacare to be something that we can live with in North Dakota, what do you want to see? What are you looking for?
Well, first, just on the national landscape, one thing that's terrific right now is that Congress is actually listening to governors. I mean, when Obamacare was created, there wasn't a governor in the country that got asked their opinion. And now, I was in D.C. last week for the National Governors Association. They're all providing input. The Republican Governors Association's been having weekly calls. So I've been on the phone every week with 20 other Republican governors, from, Walker from Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Texas, all over the country. These guys that are, trying to really think through, because governors have to implement these plans and really deliver stuff. So that's great. But I would say, I talked to Senator Hoeven this morning for 40 minutes on it. And just like Congressman Cramer, there, you guys are working hard trying to build plans that are going to work for North Dakota. But it's a work in progress in terms of where they're at. And I think it's really looking beyond to repeal and replace. We got to go to repeal, replace, and reform. Because if we, repeal Obamacare, which was a failed insurance subsidy scheme, replace it with another one that may or may not, solve the problem. If we don't get at the actual underlying cost of care through reform in the healthcare system, then it doesn't matter how much your insurance costs. We're still going to bankrupt the nation because we'll be spending too much as a nation on healthcare. So we got to get down to the underlying lower costs. And the way you do that is you can't come up with one federal solution. Part of the reason Obamacare failed was because it was trying to come up with a one-size, fits all solution for a country as complex as the U.S. And so one of the core tenets that all the governors and that I've been repeatedly asked for is, look, you got to empower the states. We've got to give control back to the states so the states can actually have some input into how we deliver. Each of our populations are different, and our health care needs are different in each state.
So when you say you're involved, and that's refreshing, in other words, at least the governors are at the table, the initial plan that's come out of the leadership plan right now, there's some pushback among some Republicans about it. What do you guys think of it? Is it a good starting point?
Well, like I said, it's a work in progress. I think it's a great starting point. I think where there's going to be a challenge if you get into the politics of this is you have some states that did expanded Medicaid and some states that didn't. And so if you go to if you listen to the governors from around the country and you're a state that didn't expand versus one that did, so you got Florida that did not expand, you got Illinois that did. And then you say, okay, we're going to pick a baseline, and we're going to empower the states, and your funding is going to be based off this baseline. Well, the people that did not expand into Obamacare are going to feel like, hey, we fought that. That was the right thing to fought it. But now we're going to get economically harmed because our baseline is not going to be as high as the guys that went into it. And so trying to equal that out is going to be a huge battle. And I think this is where it could be a challenge in the Senate. Passes the House, you could have Republican state senators listening to governors saying, look, you can't support this until we get held harmless effectively on whether we expanded Medicaid. So I think that's going to be a big political battle you'll see nationally in the next couple of weeks.
What's a deal breaker for North Dakota? What are your points on this that absolutely just have to be in it or you can't support it?
Well, the deal breaker for me is if it's another federal plan. I mean, because if it's another federal plan, and I would say I've told all the Republicans, we had a chance to meet with, senators when we were in D.C. We had a chance to meet with all the leaders in Congress. I mean, we had McCarthy, we had Burgess, we had Brady, meeting with a dozen governors, giving their feedback. I told all of them, look, if you put a Republican label on a plan that's not actuarially sound, we're going to be in the same soup that the Democrats are in on this thing, and we're in the same soup as a nation, whether you're an R or a D, because we can't make promises about what we're going to do with health care if there isn't enough money to pay for it. I mean, part of the reason why Obamacare failed is it promised more than it could deliver from what it promised in terms of what cost to deliver versus the dollars that were being paid in. When I say non-actuarially sound, it's like an insurance company that failed because it promised more than what the premiums being paid in could cover.
So there can be much risk of that, right, in a Republican-led effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, that they'd say, here's another federal plan?
Well, this hasn't been scored yet. So all this, to me, all the talking that's going on right now about, this plan's better or worse until you see the scoring.
Scoring, you just mean the cost of the thing.
Yeah, from the Congressional Budget Office, is to sort of say, hey, this is a... this is what we think it costs, if you can believe that, because, of course, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office on Obamacare, said it was going to save us money. So I don't know how much weight you put into that. But I would go back to just the whole thing. I mean, America economy, $17 trillion, about $4 trillion with a T, $4 trillion of that is in health care. That's that economy, $4 trillion, larger, the U.S. health care economy, larger than what the Soviet Union's entire economy was in 1989 when the Soviet Union collapsed. I mean, history tells us you cannot centrally manage economies. Healthcare today, way more complex than the entire Soviet thing in terms of technology and delivery systems and all that. So part of it to me is the only answer is the federal government has to get out of some of this stuff, return it back to the states, return it back to the private sector, and actually let forces start to work, competitive forces that will bring costs down.
Is there an appetite for that in the Trump administration and Republican leadership?
I'm not sure, because I think there are... Congress in Washington, D.C. is an interesting place because the political forces drive people to suboptimal solutions, and there may not be the appetite to actually just step out of this thing and entrust the states to figure out a way, entrust the states and trust the private sector markets to get it done.
Ray, and Minot question for Governor Burgum. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on the mine has to do with the insurance. People have a tendency to overreact on their medical situations a lot of times. Before they get into a situation, they need to look at it out of common sense, look at it with some common sense. One of the issues that I see that we have with the medical care system is, number one, you got everybody in the world trying to sue a doctor. We're tying up a lot of lawyers' fees. We need to put a cap on how much a doctor or a hospital could be sued for. If a doctor makes a mistake, yeah, he needs, there's got to be some compensation.
All right, so let's start with your first solution there, to bring some common sense, tort reform to healthcare. I've heard before that, a huge part of the overall, that $4 trillion you're talking about, big part of it is in the legal side. Is he right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's in the U.S., embedded in all the cost, every hospital bill you get, every insurance bill you get, embedded in that is a big cost for insurance because there's, so much risk. And it's certainly, it's been, tried many times to have the tort reform to, change how much people can be held liable. But, there hasn't been progress on that. But maybe under this new administration, it can come back to the table.
Appreciate the call, Ray. Thanks a lot. I'm going to pivot in the minute we have left to ask you about the budget situation. Obviously, everybody waiting on pins and needles tomorrow for new numbers and revised forecast. What are you expecting from Moody's?
Well, I'm expecting that we're not going to hear good news, and I think we've talking out of school, but it's saying, you know, we people have seen the December numbers, the January numbers. We still have a challenge in forecasting the state, tying economic activity to in terms of how much sales tax it generates, and sales tax is where we continue to fall short. And I think we're going to not only have an issue in terms of lower revenue expectation for the next biennium, I think we're going to be looking at, you know, we're going to have a gap to fill between now and June 30th. I mean, in the current biennium is, you know, taking a look at that. So the legislature is going to have to, before they adjourn, they're going to have to make sure that we got enough funding to get through June, because the, you know, the budget stabilization fund is gone, the ending balance is gone. You know, we've done already done cuts against this current biennium, and so you know, there may be some dollars need to be appropriated just to finish out this biennium. So we got two challenges: this one and the next biennium.
All right. Expedite reinvention of government, right?
Yes, absolutely.
A budget-driven process.
Yes.
Get going. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you stopping down to say hi as we're live from the state capitol today, and we'll check in next on that Obamacare legislation process with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Stay tuned back after this. And what's on your
mind? Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal, all day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
If I didn't know any better, I think I'd look at the Todd Mitchell's ride there as one sharp Wednesday wheels from Pucklich. ladies and gentlemen, on the program today. What's on your mind? Live from State Capitol in Bismarck. And every Wednesday, we get to tell you about Wednesday Wheels from Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. Take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores, Bismarck, Valley City. And this week's featured vehicle is the sharp 2007 GMC Sierra Crew Cab SLE. It's one owner. They often are. It's a local trade from the Jamestown area. Sharp red color, clean-looking ride. A lot of life left in this one. About 118,000 miles, very well cared for. Got a 5.3-liter V8, power windows, locks, remote start. Those good one-owner trucks are hard to find, and they don't last long. And guess what? On the lot today at $15,995. But today only, if you tell them, Scott sent you, $14,955. It's $1,000 off. Hop online, check it out at PucklettsValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. That's a doozy. Man, we find you the gems, folks. Worth the drive to see the huge selection of the new and mint condition used vehicles. Pucklett, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. That's what they say. They're at 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City. Online at Pucklett.com, PucklettsValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us literally from the committee room, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, marking up Obamacare legislation today. What does that mean? I hear that term all the time, marking up. What does it exactly mean?
Good question, Scott. So marking up is when a bill is brought before the committee for action, and that generally opens with a whole bunch of opening statements, which we are just sort of toward the tail end of right now. And as you might imagine, every Democratic member is making an opening statement about how great Obamacare is and how it's lowered costs and you know, improved access, both of which have proven to be completely not true, how transparent their process was for passing the bill that we had to pass before you knew what's in it, and how non-transparent this process is, which is, of course, we followed every rule, including the 2 days of the final draft, final bill being published. But anyway, we'll go through all that. Then is the amendment process. It's a very open amendment process, although we've seen none of the Democratic amendments yet. Speaking of open process, they're required by our rules to provide those at least 2 hours in advance. But I expect we'll start seeing them shortly. And then we debate and vote on every amendment. And there are very few restrictions on what can be brought as amendments. So we expect lots of amendments. There are some conservative amendments. There are many more liberal amendments. And we expect to go well into the night, maybe into the morning, maybe into tomorrow, and maybe into tomorrow night or longer. We just don't know. But that's a markup. Markup is then when you finally pass the bill along with the amendments out of the committee so it goes to the floor.
So what are your deal breakers when all of that sausage making is done and you get something? What does it have to have in order for it to have your support?
Well, there's a couple of things, Scott. First of all, I think people in North Dakota know I've never been an all or nothing legislator. We have too many of those in Congress now that demand 100% their way. Oftentimes when they get 100%, they then change it to 110%. So for me, the biggest thing is a couple of things, certain principles. One, that it improves access for more Americans. Our bill clearly does that. That it bends the cost curve of healthcare down. And I don't mean just the cost of insurance, Scott, and not just the cost to the consumer of insurance, but rather the cost of healthcare itself. And our bill does that probably most dramatically. Another key component for me is does it put power back to states that's been taken by Washington, D.C.? Our bill does that. That's probably the strongest component of our bill is that it restores states' rights and states' power and more power back to patients and doctors. So those are sort of some of the key components for me, Scott. Other things, one thing I want to make sure is that nobody for example, part of Medicaid expansion, and so that people understand, I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and that's one of the two committees that have jurisdiction over health care. We have jurisdiction over health, general health care and Medicaid. The Ways and Means Committee, which is the tax writing committee, of course, then has jurisdiction over Medicare and taxes. And as you know, Obamacare is over $1 trillion in new taxes, so they have the repeal of those. And of course, Medicare being a tax function as well is under their jurisdiction. So on my side, on the Medicaid side, with North Dakota being a Medicaid expansion state, and that was a decision made by Republican legislature and governor when Obamacare was passed. My biggest thing is I want to make sure that none of the 20,000 North Dakotans that are on Medicaid as a result of the expansion are kicked off. And we do preserve that for all people under expansion for as long as they need it and as long as they're on it. So, not pulling the rug out from under people who got trapped by a really bad law or may have gotten helped by a law that on balance is really bad. We shouldn't punish them. So all of those are preserved and preserved in our Republican legislation.
Yeah, many of us are watching this process now, and of course, having been very frustrated from the Obama years of how this was done and rammed through, Governor Burgum was just on with us, told us that, governors weren't consulted in that, and he was kind of confident that the governors had such a strong voice in this and were being regularly consulted with the Trump administration and Congress and, a regular dialogue going on because, of course, a lot of that delivery happens at the state level. So, that's a great thing. So all of us are hearing different things about what's happening in the process, all of the back and forth over the process. What should we watch for when you talk about all or nothing members of Congress? Is that like Rand Paul? I mean, is Rand Paul just going to be against everything until he gets exactly what he wants? Or what should we watch for?
I do think Rand Paul is a little bit of a unique personality in that he is a legitimate gadfly. I mean, he shows up at a room, he shows up at a room.
I didn't know there was such
a
thing.
Perhaps. But I think you have to put Rand Paul, as smart a guy as he is, I think you have to put him in a different category all his own because he does march to such a different beat. And, showing up at a room that's, Scott Walker's holding room before coming to speak to Congress and pretending he's looking for a secret bill and bringing a photocopy with him. I mean, that's a level of stunt that's, frankly, not very conducive to productive activity. Beyond that, there are legitimate conservative concerns, Scott. For example, on our side, on the Medicaid side, we allow expansion to continue for 3 years to January 1 of 2020. There will be an amendment offered in our committee today to move that date to January 1 of 2018. Now, I don't know whether that amendment would pass or not, but that's the kind of thing to watch to see if there's enough will to run risk, quite frankly, of making the bill either too conservative to pass or making it too liberal to pass. And that's the sausage making, but that's why we're here I have to both discuss them a little bit, so just hang with me. But that's the sausage making piece that people have to watch and see where we thread that needle.
All right, well, you go ahead and vote. We have to take a break anyway. Congressman Kevin Cramer is joining us today, the Talk Radio Town Hall from Washington, D.C. Actually, the Energy and Commerce Committee is working on pieces of the Obamacare legislation as we speak. So he'll be beaming in and out of the conversation here to vote, which makes sense. Your questions for him are welcome at 258-0550. That's the number, 258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser with an electrical safety tip for homeowners and business owners.
Should be testing their GFCIs every month. So in your bathrooms, in your kitchen, in your garage, your outside outlets, you have GFCIs, ground fault circuit interrupters. Should have two little buttons. One is a test button, one is a reset button, and the newer ones actually have a little tiny red or orange light on them to tell you when they are tripped. So you should be testing those once a month. That is per manufacturer instructions. I always tell people circuit breakers protect equipment. They protect motors. GFCIs protect people. So they're a life-saving device.
If you are a homeowner, a non-electrician worker, or a business owner and wish to learn more about electrical hazard awareness training, visit www.ndsc.org. Click on the training registration icon. That's ndsc.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
USA, the good folks that help America fuel better. And I've been known to fill up myself there. Not only the vehicle, but, you know, that hot stuff personal pan pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, $4. $4 for that? Are you kidding me? The pizza and the two cookies and the soda, it's all $4? That's one heck of a deal. All day, every day. So their signature special, just fabulous. And they always have great deals. The Giants Pistachios, 5-ounce bag, $2.99. Who can resist those? Not me. The Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 89 cents. The Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, small one, 69 cents. The standard size, the king size, $1.09 each. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions welcome at 258-0550. And 701-258-0550. Let's see what Tim has in the way of a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call there. Congressman Cramer, I have a question for you, and I don't need just a yes or no answer. Your bill that you're working on there now, the one that has been introduced by the House there, or the leadership, does it get rid of the mandates, the subsidies, and the regulations?
It gets rid of, so here's what, because it has to fall, you go ahead, Glenn, because it has to fall under the rules of reconciliation, what it does, it gets rid of the penalties for the mandates, it gets rid of all the taxes, or at least most of the taxes, it gets rid of, well, when you get rid of the penalty for the mandates, you in essence get rid of the mandates, but because of the, what's known as the Byrd rule over in the Senate, we're not allowed to, as a matter of policy, do that with just 51 Senate votes. But it'll have the impact of getting rid of the mandates.
So let me just piggyback on Tim's question. The idea is the mandates, the penalties, and the taxes in Obamacare go away.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Go away. Yep.
Now, how you do that is a bunch of garbage. None of us will understand because it's how Congress works and what you can change and what you can't. But, I mean, I think the main thing Tim wants to know is, are mandates, penalties, and taxes gone? Same with me, Tim.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Penalties and taxes are gone. So,
what about,
for example,
the subsidies and regulations?
So, a lot of the regulations, what we do is we turn a lot of this back to states. You know, so Medicaid, for example, most of the Medicaid regulations go back to states where they should be. And we give a lot of flexibility to the states with Medicaid dollars and some additional supplemental
revenue in the form of tax credits, as well as Medicaid, so that they can determine how to best use that money for their population. For example, Tim, they may, rather than being bound by some Washington, D.C. model or formula, they may choose to use it for premium support for a certain part of the population that has more needs in a state than maybe somewhere else. They might want to use it for risk pools for people with pre-existing conditions. So on the regulation side, we free up a lot of regulations and give more of that authority to states.
Well, but my point is you still have the federal government dictating health care.
Actually, you don't. Tim, that's what you don't have in this bill. That is the most fundamental change, is that these authorities are given to states. So same with the tax credit, for example. Okay, I do have to go in and vote here, but the tax credits, for example, go to individuals, not to exchanges, not to insurance companies, just straight up states, and then patients. So patients can choose what they need and what works best for them.
Appreciate the call, Tim. Others welcome. And do you need to go vote?
I do need to go in, Scott.
And, okay, you go vote, and then Manny, just tell us when he's back, okay? So we'll turn you down. You go do what you got to do, and then when you're back and ready, we'll be back here to take more calls. So that'd be good. Texter says, Congressman Kramer, my idea of repeal and replace is to get the federal government out of health care and health insurance. You should pass a few rules so that the insurance company does not take advantage of us and not creating another welfare program. All right, we'll paraphrase that for Kevin when he comes back. But that's similar to what Governor Burgum was saying is his deal breaker. This can't just be another federal program. Much as possible, go back to the states. But as you heard Kevin say, a lot of what they're doing, to the extent they still have the mechanisms in place, it would be the states that operate them, not the others. By the way, quick road update here. U.S. Highway 2 eastbound from Minot to Devil's Lake is now open. U.S. Highway 2 westbound from Devil's Lake to Rugby is now open. Roads still blocked on many highways in northwest and north central North Dakota. A no travel advisory in effect for Bow Bells and surrounding areas. The following roads remain closed and blocked at this time. This is just unbelievable. This has really been socked, that part of North Dakota. 256, 4 miles south of Antler. 3, 5 miles south of the junction of 19 near Esmond. Highway 3 blocked in multiple locations from the junction of Highway 19 near Esmond to the Canadian border. Shout out to Father Brian Bachmeyer there. I see Esmond. North Dakota Highway 28 blocked 4 miles south of Sherwood. North Dakota Highway 8 blocked 3 miles south of the Canadian border. 52 is blocked 2 miles east of Junction 8 at Bow Bells. 83 is blocked 25 miles north of Minot, and 281 is blocked 5 miles south of 52. How about that? Yeah. There is still some fallout from this winter weather we had this week. What is being proposed to cover the millions that literally cannot afford insurance? Good question. Save that one for Congressman Kramer. Although, isn't it interesting? That's how Obamacare started, right? We have uninsured. It's costing everybody else money. Let's fix that. Instead, what they do is raise the cost for everybody. Insurance costs go up. Deductibles go up. It costs you more. Screwed it up. Screwed it up big time. Scott, message for you concerning AARP. As you're well aware, this is an extreme left-wing organization. Having them on your program or anywhere on the radio station is ultimate hypocrisy. You are surely aware of the conservative alternative organization making this even worse. Well, first of all, AARP is the sponsor of our legislative segment. That is available to anyone, including conservative groups. And we use it as an opportunity to say we only have so much real estate in a radio program throughout an 80-day legislative program. So we're going to dedicate, a percentage to legislature and who would like to sponsor that, who would like to be a part of that. I think it's refreshing. The AARP probably is not going to agree with me, you know, what, 7 out of 10 times, 6 out of 10? I don't know. But I would have a different opinion than them, willing to come on and say, hey, this is legislation we can all agree on. And in this case, this, you know, CARE Act they're talking about makes some sense. So, you know, that's fine. This is America. We have a radio program that says, here's airtime. If you'd like to purchase airtime. Make your case to the largest audience in North Dakota. I would assume this texter believes in free market principles, and that is an organization like them would be free to be here. That's not hypocrisy. That's business. And honestly, I appreciate hearing all opinions. I do now. The second this program becomes, you know, something that does not represent the majority viewpoints of the listeners, and we're going to hear about it. You'll hold us accountable. That's fine, but I don't think that's one. But I appreciate the comment and proving that we're absolutely fine hearing from people that disagree on things. There's a good example. So, what else is there? Please ask if the replacement allows people who pay their own insurance premiums to deduct their premiums from their taxes and be able to buy catastrophic insurance. All right, another good question. As soon as we get Congressman Kramer back, we'll ask. He's voting right now. You know, people need to realize sometimes a person is shy or a non-confrontational person who don't necessarily ask questions when they should. Not everyone is an outgoing person. That is in reference to what the AARP is proposing in saying there needs to be a process in place to say, you have a loved one in the hospital, you have a conversation with everybody that would be involved in their care, and it's not a HIPAA deal, and it's a, you know, there's a defined process for it. So, because somebody earlier said, hey, just ask, what's the big deal? So, somebody is responding to that. Appreciate the call. My computer's not cooperating, Todd. And I know I've missed a few texts. What is the deal here? If you hit it harder, does that make like
it's not like an old TV where if you smack it on the side, all of a sudden everything will. I don't think. I mean, you could try that.
No, yeah. Well, I was smacking it pretty good there, and then it didn't. It didn't seem to do any good. It's really, really.
Well, you seem to be reading everything I'd put up there, so.
There's one I know I missed, but I'm going back through and looking for them here. Did Senator Heitkamp say anything about the symbolic trash or the symbolic attacks on local businesses in that letter you talked about last hour? She did not. There was only symbolic arrests. Yeah. Another person said, symbolic arrests, probably talking about the grandma. Should have put her on the bus for a free ticket the day before. Just saying. Okay. Again, I'm at a loss to explain why Senator Heitkamp would use those words. And I've still got to get you that letter so everybody can see it for themselves and actually see what was up there. Gordy and Fargo, Ian and Williston, you're next to go for Congressman Kramer. We've got to let him vote here first. So I'm just letting him vote, and there's no sense me taking your question and then just having to repeat it to him. I'll just let you ask him the question, okay? Don't forget the three symbolic rounds Red Fawn fired at law enforcement. Yeah. Symbolic bullets. Yeah. Or the symbolic propane canisters that were used as part of the effort on the bridge. Remember that? That wasn't very symbolic either. No. Definitely with you. How much money is Standing Rock getting from oil fields from the tribe by Newtown? I think what you're talking about there is you have the three affiliated tribe, Mandan, Rikara, Hidatsa tribe, MHA Nation, that is in the oil business. And so you're saying how much money is Standing Rock getting from them? I think there was early on some efforts to help, you know, bus some people around to do some different protests, but I don't know. We could ask Mark Fox that question, get you an answer. Appreciate the call. All right, break here. Back with Congressman Kramer after he votes in a moment.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number. 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now. 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center. 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwind. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Capital Bismarck, site of our broadcast today, tomorrow as well. The governor's prayer breakfast is tomorrow morning. Well, that's something you ought to take in. Looking forward to that. And also a busy day at the Capitol here tomorrow. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number with your questions or comments. We're waiting for Congressman Kramer to vote, literally in the Energy and Commerce Committee as part of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. I'm going to take these calls while we're waiting for him, and I'll at least have the information when he does get on the phone here, or when we are able to get him on the phone later this week and finish this conversation. Up to Williston we go. And Ian, what's on your mind, Ian?
Scott, thanks for taking my call. I just had a question about the pre-existing condition. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you could give your thoughts on it. But you don't get to have, like, you don't, if your house starts on fire, you don't get to call the insurance company while your house is burning down and say, well, I'd like to pull out a policy for to cover my house as it's burning down. And so it seems to me that if you cover pre-existing conditions, that that would drive the cost up astronomically because it's a huge liability for insurance companies. And I just kind of was curious what the congressman thought about it. Obviously, he's in there voting, but and what you guys thought about covering pre-existing conditions when it just seems like a huge liability, which would drive the cost up for everyone. So
the example you used, Ian, is a good one to try and, you know, say, well, how do you know? You would never think of that being able to be "quote unquote" legal or something that Congress would mandate. Insurance
right.
companies be able to, you know, sell you a insurance policy when your house is on fire. I think the reason it's different with healthcare is, and this is not right or wrong, but it's in my mind how government just ought to be out of it altogether, and we ought to own our own healthcare. And if I want insurance, I get it. If I want catastrophic, I don't. If I don't, I don't have it. I don't have it. I mean,
I agree with that.
What happens is it drives up the cost for everybody else. So so I think the idea is if I have a condition and I lose my job and my health insurance comes from my job, that to go to the next job and have them say, well, I'm sorry, that whole chemo thing, you know, we're not going there because, you know, that didn't happen under our watch.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Well, then the hospital is going to get stuck with that bill because they have to give me care. And
right.
and so
right.
and so
fair point.
You know,
just,
that,
yeah. Go ahead.
You know what I mean?
Sorry. Yeah, I do. I understand what the point that you're making there, but it just seems like it is unfair for that to be mandated to an insurance company that they have to cover somebody. I guess, I don't know, it just doesn't seem logical to me. But
yeah, it doesn't. And in my mind, I wish Kevin was here, the reason that they justify it is because if they don't mandate that coverage, that the cost would go up. Well, in my mind, the cost is going to go up to the insurance company anyway. You're still going to pay because that pool is there. So there are no easy solutions here, but I appreciate you raising it because, Ian, you're raising a very good point. I get these emails from people who say, it all sounds like government health care. Just repeal it. Don't understand why that's so hard. I understand the frustrations and where people are coming from. Gordy in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, I'm out in Bismarck as well. So, the reason I called is I've heard several times from different people now today about this bill, and I can get behind most of it from what I'm hearing. But the issue that I have is insurance companies set their costs based on risk pools, and the smaller states generally have a smaller population for a risk pool, so their costs are higher. And so when you've got Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota only being able to sell insurance in North Dakota, they have to live with that risk pool that they have. So as long as they aren't allowing insurance companies to sell their product across state lines, I can't get behind this bill. I'm involved in the healthcare industry, and I just think that the biggest issue right now is there's not competition across state lines for these insurance policies, where if I could buy Blue Cross Blue Shield of West Virginia or of New York or wherever, I could get, you know, I could shop and figure out which policy has the best deal for what I need and then get that healthcare in North Dakota. So until they, you know, this was a big part of what they talked about originally with repeal and replace, was allowing for that competition across state lines with insurance companies. And until that's included in the bill, which I haven't heard that it is, and I've heard somebody say that it isn't. So until that's included in the bill, I can't be behind this. So they need to make sure that they're allowing this competition between the insurance companies to drive down costs. That's the only way they're going to be able to drive down costs, is if there's competition. And the other thing is, make the clinics and hospitals publish their rates for something. Who buys a car when you don't know how much it's going to cost for 2 weeks? You know,
are so many things. There are so many things that are just foreign to basic, you know, economic principles within healthcare. There's no doubt about it. It's a big mess of more and more government and politicians just trying to, you know, get votes, I guess, more than anything. I just don't have enough time to do anybody else justice. I will say hi to Karen in Starbuck, Minnesota, just because it was one of my small town little hangouts when we grew up on Lake Minnewaska, and we'd go there for a ice cream cone at the DQ on the way home to Montevideo. So, is that still there, Karen?
It is still there. They closed during the season, and we're looking forward to it opening again.
I got to come down there sometime. Will you have us down there? We'll have a little live broadcast from the DQ and Starbucks, and I can relive my childhood years. And we'll talk about pre-existing conditions another day. Please call again. Christian and Fargo, same thing. We didn't get to all of you. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Want a career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday, March 10th and meet MBI. Fill your cup. Learn more about this premier oil field services company. MBI Energy Services has openings for workover rig supervisors, operator, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and more. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Meet MBI at Super Pumper Belfield Friday, March 10th. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.